We're joined in the studio now by Jerry French. Jerry,
hey, Paul.
How are you?
Great, thanks.
Good to have you here this morning.
Thanks.
And you wanted to come in this morning, Jerry, to talk about something that is very interesting and it's sort of quite topical at the moment, random acts of kindness.
Yes, indeed, Paul. Thanks again for the opportunity to talk about this subject, which is really dear to my heart. Actually, on the 19th of February, International Random Act of Kindness Week begins.
Oh, okay.
For a whole week from the 19th of February to the 25th. So that's something people can prepare for.
Okay.
It's only about, what, two and a half weeks away.
Just after Valentine's Day. So
oh, that's right.
If you forget to buy the car or the flowers.
Yes, indeed. You might try your best to try and make up for it. Exactly.
Great. 19th of Feb to the 25th of Feb.
That's it.
Now, there has been some talk in the media. I think one of the energy companies did a...
Electric Ireland, I think. Did. Yeah, it was actually the Mary Keating Foundation, I think,
right.
were promoting kindness. Was it last week? It was last week. I saw Rona Keating was handing out flowers on Grafton Street.
You're right.
And different people were getting involved in different projects. It was really heartening, I have to say, to see it.
And Boyzone, I think the people were...
I think everybody got behind it. It's a fantastic thing to do, random act of kindness.
Yeah, you could break somebody's Boyzone CD. That would be... It'll be kind, wouldn't it?
I'm not going to suggest that.
No,
that's
you won't.
Terrible.
You won't
I wouldn't
do that.
Suggest that.
And so, I know it's a buzzword, I suppose. But what actually does it mean?
Random acts of kindness. I think it began in the United States a couple of years ago. I was in John F. Kennedy Airport. I was coming home, and I went into a bookshop. And I was just browsing around, and I saw this book actually sticking out from the shelf. It was out about 2 inches from all the rest of the books, and of course I was attracted to it.
Yeah.
And it was called Random Acts of Kindness. And I just got it, and I thought, fantastic. Actually, apart from everything else, I seem to remember the flight was delayed for about an hour at takeoff, but it didn't bother me at all. I had this book, and I was just so inspired. The whole idea of it is, I'm sure many of your listeners are aware, is Random Acts of Kindness is just where you decide to just do a random act of kindness for somebody, usually a stranger, but doesn't have to be. You can do them for anybody.
Mm.
But the normal thing is you just maybe pay for somebody's coffee or pay for somebody's toll at the toll bridge, and they're kind of left a little bit surprised and delighted that somebody has done an act of kindness for them.
Mm. And have you ever tried it?
Absolutely.
Did you put it into practice?
Absolutely. I do it all the time when I think of it. But recently I've been doing it with a kind of an agenda, if you like. So what I do now is when I do my random act of kindness now, we'll say, for instance, I pay for somebody's coffee, and then I leave a little card with the waiter or the waitress with just the website address, randomactofkindness.org, so that people might be... people might decide to go into the website then.
They might be inspired.
And then they might themselves go and do some things. They'll get great ideas in there as well.
Yeah, sort of the theory is sort of pass it on, isn't it?
Pass it on.
I think there was a movie...
Paying It Forward.
Pay It Forward,
that's
what
right,
it was.
That's right,
another Kevin Spacey.
Yeah, very inspirational film, that.
So, of course, my devious mind would be wondering, would the waitress or the waiter not just put the money into the... Or the person on the toll booth, would they not just pocket the money?
Exactly, that is your devious mind, Paul.
You'll just have to
get over that.
I'd be waiting in the toll booth just to see if the person paid.
You'll have to get over that, Paul.
Yeah.
Really.
That's my
no, it is. It's fantastic. Most people pick up on it, and it's just beautiful. It just generates lovely feel-good factor. Actually, I was reading on the site yesterday, where research now seems to suggest that when people see an act of kindness, it elevates their mood.
Oh, they're not even involved in it.
They're not even involved in it. Just when they see it, it's like when you see somebody doing an act of kindness, maybe when you see somebody helping somebody, say, with a flat tire or helping them carry some groceries or whatever. When we see that, we just kind of feel a bit elevated. It kind of restores our faith in human nature.
Yeah, I suppose because there is so much bad news out there.
Yes, indeed. I think that's what it's all about, Paul. It's about changing perceptions.
Right.
Because sometimes we can, particularly at this time of the year, sometimes... we can get a little bit overwhelmed with the negativity that pervades us, that surrounds us, rather. And if we want to change it, we have to start with ourselves. And what better way is to just go out? And it's very inexpensive. It doesn't have to cost anything, or at most a couple of euros, to just begin a whole movement, perhaps, of kindness.
So you've obviously tried it and you've implemented it, and you're accelerating your.
I have, and I would totally recommend it.
So what sort of results have you? Have you seen interesting results?
Well, one of the things, the nature of the thing, essentially, is that you remain anonymous. That's the core of it, because you're not trying to get anything from it. The whole idea is that you do something for somebody and you remain anonymous. They don't, in theory, know who you are. But on occasion, you might just do something and it can't be helped that you do become known. And I found myself last week, actually, I had a little loyalty card for the Grand Canal Dock Hotel, Coffee Dock, fantastic place. I'd recommend it to anyone. Hello, Sylvia, if you're listening. And I had a voucher, a loyalty card for there. And I decided I'd just give it to the next person who came in, because I was heading off, I was finished. And I just thought I'd give it to somebody. So this lovely woman came in and she just said to me, "Are you in the queue?" And I said, "Oh, no." I said, "You go ahead. Here's free coffee for you." "Oh, no, 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 I couldn't take that." "No, come on," I said, "it's free." "No, no, 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 I couldn't take that." It's amazing how people...
They're really, ended up in a fight.
They really are. I wondered, what, somebody giving me something for nothing? They're usually, surprised, to say the least. But she took it and she was delighted. Now, I will say, one time I remember I was down the country and I saw this lady come in and she looked very stressed. She had what appeared to be an elderly parent with her. And I decided I'd pay for her meal. And I remember I went up and paid. Well, when the woman went up and she discovered somebody had paid for her meal, she went mad. She got really excited. She said, "Who did this? Who did this?"
In a bad way.
Yeah. And I was going to think, oh, my God. And she was looking around. And I thought, I don't think I'll stay here in case she finds out. She just couldn't accept it. But that's the thing. It's an interesting thing, I think, about with Irish people anyway. I'm not too sure about other nationalities. But Irish people sometimes... We have a great difficulty in receiving things. Yeah. We might be great at giving, and we are. Irish people are great at giving. But sometimes we have a problem at receiving things.
Yeah, I mean, there's the famous Father Ted sketch where the two women are trying to... They end up on the floor
fighting over
who's going to pay for the,
who's going to pay
the scones and the tea.
That's right, yeah.
So I think you're right. We do have a problem receiving.
We do, particularly compliments.
Yeah, but also we're not... used to giving things to people we don't know, are we? That's an unusual thing, because we'll do kind things for our family, our friends, our partner, whatever. But a random person,
I think what it comes down to, Paul, is that we have to have the belief that, okay, when we do it for somebody we love or somebody close to us, we kind of secretly expect we'll get something back at some stage. We kind of expect, well, this is the thing to do, I'm kind to you and you're kind to me. But to do it for a total stranger, you really have to have the belief that it will come back to you. And it does. It's the law. It's the law of nature, the law of the universe, that what goes out comes back. And just to believe that when I give to somebody I know, it's going to come back at some stage. I don't know the form or I don't know when, but it will. It definitely, and it does. It always comes
back. And do you have some experience of it coming back? Have people done things for you?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. So many examples. Actually, I was speaking to a friend of mine the other day, and he was telling me a really good example of this. He said he works, he has some projects in Africa, some fantastic aid projects he's involved in. And he's been doing it for a number of years. He goes out every year and gets involved in these projects. But he was telling me last week he had a personal incident where his own father had a fall and he needed to get into a nursing home. And of course, as I'm sure as many people know, the hassle of trying to get into it and the expense and there's oftentimes waiting lists to get into nice nursing homes. So he tried to get into this particular nursing home and he said there was a waiting list, a really long waiting list. But he rang them up anyway. And in the conversation, he realised that the nuns who owned the nursing home also ran one of these projects out in Zambia. And when he got talking, he realised that they knew who he was and they were able to give him a bed immediately, because of his kindness just came back round to him.
Wow, that wasn't a coincidence.
It wasn't a coincidence. And it's lovely, as I would say to your listeners, that Don't be afraid, as Shane was talking earlier on about the acting, and it can be risky. Sometimes you're taking a risk when you get out there. It's the same with acts of kindness, but there's no need to be afraid because it will come back to you. Even if you're talking, say, money, you're afraid to take the risk and spend money to give to somebody, and you think, well, with some people, they might be a little bit short of money. It does come back. It will come back. Always.
But have you had cases yourself where people have bought you coffee?
Oh, indeed.
Actually, Jerry, now that I think of it, I went for a coffee with the lad and I bought you coffee.
I think you did, yes. Thanks, Paul.
There you go. So it does work. But have you had anything bigger than that? Or not that you're looking for it, but as you said, the idea isn't to go out looking for it.
The idea is, I have so many, I'll come back to you with some specific examples in a moment. Yeah. The idea is that you give, first of all, you give just with the intention of giving.
Yeah.
That you just have to create good energy to give. And with the knowledge, the sure knowledge that what's actually happening there, this might sound a little bit metaphysical, but I'm sure many of your listeners will understand this. We are all essentially connected. Everyone tells you, we are all one, we are all connected. So when you give to somebody, you're actually giving to yourself. And also, the converse is also true, that when you take from somebody, you're also taking from yourself. But we don't want to harp on that one. But certainly when you give to somebody, you're really giving to yourself. That's why it has to come back. It's the law.
But is that it works the other way around? So if you do bad things, that'll come back?
Absolutely. That's a law as well. That what you send out comes back. Even, if I may say it, even when you have bad thoughts about people. It's just not, it's not a healthy thing to do. You were talking earlier on about healthy things, and one of the healthiest things you can do is just stop negativity. Just stop thinking negative thoughts. Stop thinking bad things about people. It's a very difficult thing to do, and it requires practice, but it's a discipline definitely worth pursuing, that things just change. If you want to make a big change in your life, a huge change in your life, stop thinking negatively.
Okay, well, that's very interesting. Okay, we're still here with Jerry French. We're talking about random acts of kindness. And we have something here, which is 17 acts of kindness that will make someone happy today. It says, making people around you happy could be the shortest way to your own happiness. Here is why. What goes around comes around. That's what Jerry was talking about. This might not be the driving force behind your act of kindness, but contributing for somebody else's happiness can reflect back at you too. And that's the whole issue of karma, I think, there. You won't regret it. Do you remember a time when you felt sorry that you've done a good deed? No? Doesn't happen, Jerry?
No.
No? It's always positive. And you'll feel happier as someone's face flows with happiness.
That's
so
right.
17 quick and inexpensive solutions for this. Jerry, I think you'd picked out some, had you?
Well, the first one on the list there, Paul, is easy. Encourage.
Yeah.
I think, as Shane was saying earlier on in your interview, when we're probably of the genre that when we were very young, we didn't get a lot of encouragement. I like to think that has changed now. But encouragement is massive, absolutely massive. But it's such an easy, easy thing to do. The people around you, every day, you can just say things to
them. Could you do that to a stranger then?
Well, you could, but I mean, it's probably more difficult in many ways to do it to somebody we know, or to colleagues, or people, or family, or people we work with.
Yeah.
To just encourage them and say things to them like, "Whoa, I really love the way you do that. You know, is that something you're really good at? Have you ever thought about that? You're really good at it. I love the way you're able to do that. That's a great skill you have there." Mm. And you just see, like as you were saying earlier, you just see the person glowing.
Their face light up, yeah.
Fantastic, fantastic. Particularly for management, people in managerial positions, to encourage their staff. Encourage them in a good way to just...
I think people will recognise if you're doing it with the wrong...
Oh, yeah, no, it has to be done properly. But as an act of kindness, a fantastic place to start.
Yeah.
Just look around and see, who can I encourage today?
Yeah, number two on the list, it says hug. Give somebody a hug. Of course, you have to...
I'm not encouraging that you would go and hug a stranger.
Random act of hugging.
No, I think hugging this sounds bad, but it's not. Hugging is a very American thing, and it's great. I think American people generally seem to be more comfortable with hugging than Irish people, but we're getting better at it, I think, thankfully.
Yeah. So don't go around organising.
I wouldn't recommend that you go and hug them.
Group hugs and McDonald's and stuff like that.
Not immediately.
Okay. Three, it says, give away a piece of your talent.
Yeah, if you're into arts and crafts and things like that, you can certainly. It's a lovely thing to give a gift of a piece of your talent because it's so unique and people will always remember you for it if you're that way inclined. But you can always go and buy something, somebody else's talent, somebody else's gift.
Yeah, that's interesting. I was at the holiday show there on Sunday and myself and my partner, we picked up a huge amount of literature and stuff and brochures and bags full of stuff. And we threw everything out. The only thing we kept is we went to the Taiwan stand and we each got a personalised drawing of our name in Chinese. But that's lovely, just shows you the one thing that you would keep is
something unique.
Personalised. Okay, number four says, hold the door open for somebody. Do you do that?
It's interesting when I read that. I would imagine most people listening to this would do that. That's something we were brought up to do. That's something, because common decency and good manners were something I think most people in this country would have learned growing up. So when you kind of suggest to them that it's something you should do, they probably look at you and say, well, I do that anyway. Well, I'll just say, continue doing it.
And the other thing, I suppose, associated with that is sort of giving up your seat on the bus, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. Well, that's another one you can do. That's a great one. Yeah.
I think we're losing that, though. Are we losing those? I don't think the young people do that as much as an old-fashioned thing.
It is a kind of an old-fashioned thing. But I do see it. In fairness, I commute daily on the Dart, and I do see it. It still happens, thankfully. It does still happen.
And letting people into traffic, isn't it?
Letting people into traffic,
but, of course, as you let them in, or, you know, the way, if there's two cars going up and you sort of wait because the two won't fit, and you let the other car by, if they don't give you the wave, then there's price to pay.
Here's your devious mind coming back again, Paul.
Yeah, see, you'd just be gone, Jerry. You wouldn't be waiting for the wave.
You're doing it for the wave, Paul.
You're obviously getting where you need to go much quicker than I am.
It's coming back to you. It'll come back to you in another way.
Number five says, bring a cup of tea or coffee.
Well, again, we kind of touched on that. We can buy a cup of tea or coffee for somebody and just pay for it anonymously. And when they go to pay, they realise somebody has paid for them. I think that's, or indeed, you can just do it if you go out somewhere.
Just
present somebody with a cup of tea or coffee to your colleagues.
People might be a bit more, if they know you, maybe that's okay. But if they didn't know you, they might be a bit wary of...
Well, the usual thing is when I would do it, I disappear. They don't know who's done it, so it's just for the sake of doing an act of kindness.
A puff of smoke,
and of course, direct them into the website.
Yeah, very good. Bring positive energy into the conversation. Number six, there. Positive energy is contagious.
I have actually made that into a little game with myself, and I think it's a great game to play. It's when you sit down with a group of people, maybe a tea bag or in the pub or whatever, and you sit down and the conversation is negative.
Yeah.
You just wait for your chance to turn the whole conversation, maybe crack a joke or do something, and after a few moments you can say to yourself, I have completely hijacked this conversation from a negative place and brought it into a positive place. People are laughing now, people have forgotten what they were moaning about, and people are just, it's such an easy yet massively important thing to do, just to be aware of it. It's a fantastic thing to do.
That sounds great. Number seven is, again, very easy thing to do, smile.
Smile is an easy thing to do. Actually, smiling is great. It's fantastic. And you can smile at strangers. But don't take it too far.
Don't look at them. Don't look at them too long.
It can be a bit weird. And it can freak people out.
Yeah, but so as you're passing on the street,
a little nod, kind of.
Because we do tend to walk now with our heads down, don't we?
We do, and you know, it's a funny thing I've noticed. You mentioned it there earlier, Paul. Maybe it's a generational thing, but I have found older people are more likely to respond. They will when you say hello to them, and they'll even engage in conversation. Younger people, the headphones on, texting, whatever.
Yeah, the head in the phone,
Not as common.
Number eight says, just listen. So listen to people.
Just listen.
Yeah.
Listening to somebody, listening is the greatest gift. It's the greatest gift you can give to somebody, is to be just present with them.
Yeah.
It's an absolutely fantastic gift. Just that they know that you're present with them, fully present, and just listening to them. Because it's a very rare thing these days, unfortunately. As I said earlier, people are so busy, they're texting, they're talking on the phone. But just to be with somebody, listening to them, it's the greatest gift you can give somebody, is the gift of presence.
Number 10 there, it says, an honest compliment. That's what we were saying, as opposed to a, what's that word for when you give somebody, it isn't an honest compliment.
Oh, false compliment. Or
there's a word for it, isn't it?
Yeah.
Can't think of it.
An honest compliment. I said earlier on, too, about compliments, where Well, I shouldn't generalise now, but we usedn't to be very good at accepting compliments.
Mm.
But again, giving compliments, I would say to people, a compliment is a gift. And I would say to people, never refuse a gift. Never refuse a gift, whatever it is, but particularly a compliment, because it deprives the giver, of the joy of giving.
Yeah.
And worst scenario is, well, I won't do that again. I won't give anybody else a compliment. So you've deprived other people of joy as well. So always accept the gift, whatever it is. Take it, even if you don't want to take it, whatever it is, and give it away to somebody else or use it.
Yeah.
But never, never, ever refuse a gift.
Like interesting, yeah. We'll fast forward there to number 15 on the list. It says, do a chore or run an errand for somebody. So actually, instead of, I suppose, it doesn't always have to be monetary. You don't have to buy a coffee, or you could actually give them your time.
Exactly, give people your time. Again, being present for them and maybe trying to assess their needs in the moment.
Yeah.
We have great people in Ireland. Usually this time of year, again, we have appeals to look out for the elderly and knock on the door and see, can we do things?
Yeah.
And again, as I said, a lot of people don't have to be told that. They just do it as a matter of course.
Yeah, we were talking last week about community, and I suppose there is a thing where your elderly neighbour, you know, maybe you don't know who lives next door to you.
That's right.
Maybe they don't see anybody 1 week.
That's right. I remember, actually, I'm... 1985, I think it was 1985, Live Aid, you probably remember that,
yeah.
Paul. And Bob Geldof said, the Irish per capita gave more than anybody else. Irish people are just fantastic for giving. We really are, and we don't care. Apparently, research has been done to say Irish people will give to anybody. We don't care. Some nationalities are a bit slow to give to other nationalities because of historical reasons.
Yeah.
Irish people just see a need and they just give. And regardless of how... Well, the perception of how poor we are, and I know we're going through difficult times in this country at the moment financially, but people still are great, and still people are able to respond.
Okay, so and just to wrap it up there, because we're running out of time, I suppose in summary, Jerry, you'd say take a risk and
get onto the Facebook page. Let's hear what people's acts of
kindness
are.
People can, if they have done any random acts of kindness, or if they going to do it in the near future and they want to tell people about it, they can share it on the Near FM Facebook page.
And let people know about the randomactofkindness.org.
Randomactofkindness.org.
Pass it on.
And even if they go there, they can read some of the stories and be inspired.
Inspired.
Lovely. Thanks for coming in, Jerry. Very inspiring
stuff.
Thank you.
Great stuff.
Bye-bye.